Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
We're really pleased with these results that we've announced this morning. This is the seventh consecutive quarter of net inflows into Mitan funds. In terms of the profitability, our adjusted profit for the 6 months to 30th of June 2018 was 4.4 million. This is up from 2.9 million in the same period in 2017. Behind this was a strong increase in assets under management. At the end of June 2018, our assets under management were just over 4.5 billion. This is up from just over 3.8 billion at the end of 2017. The average assets under management, and that's the key driver of the income of the firm, were just over 4.1 billion versus just over 3.1 billion in the first half of 2017. So what's driven these results is good, strong, differentiated investment performance allied to very effective distribution. So 81% of our funds are in the first or second quartile of the peer group, that's of similar funds doing a similar thing since the managers took over or since the funds were launched. I think allied to that is the fact that our funds are seen as being differentiated. We pride ourselves on being genuinely active. Our funds have what's called a very high active share. That means they're very different from the wider market as measured by the benchmark. What I think that means is that a lot of our clients can see how Mitan funds fit very well in their portfolio to offer diversification when held alongside perhaps a more benchmark aware or a more mainstream fund. And that combination gives them better overall risk-adjusted returns. So I think the outlook for Mitan is encouraging and the performance is sustainable. Our funds are performing well, we've got effective distribution, and over the past years, we've invested in the platform. This is very scalable. We've invested in systems, in the capability to manage a greater number of funds and a greater volume of assets than we currently have. So we could add new strategies, we can take more money into the existing funds without significantly adding to the cost base of the firm. In addition, we've got a very simple, straightforward business model. We distribute UK funds to UK investors. So that means our regulatory structure is simple. A lot of the uncertainty around Brexit and how funds from the UK will be treated vis-a-vis Europe doesn't impact us. So I think that simplicity gives us an agility, which is a real advantage at times like this. Against a wider backdrop where individuals are having to take greater control for their savings, the provision for retirement, we think this is a good time for active managers. We're very good at delivering funds with a good and growing income, which is very helpful and a useful type of strategy to have in retirement. And we offer multi-asset funds, which invest across a range of asset classes, bonds, equities, properties, with different prospective outcomes for investors. In addition, we think the proposition of active management offering good long-term returns after all costs is a really good one in this changing world for savers and retirees.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.